To give the verse for hold fast, it's 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13.
Thank you.
So you have the stand fast and you have the hold fast. Are you following this so far? Are you following so far? Okay. The gospel of Christ unite. The other gospel divide. I want you to put a title on that section that we just read, because now we are moving to the second section. And I want you, because I'm going to give you three L's for that chapter. You know, I have a simple mind. It makes it easy for me when I kind of put things that way. I read it and try to think it, imagine, and make it something so I could remember it. So I want you to put on that section from verse 1 to verse 10, the word liberty. Talked about it yesterday. Liberty. Freedom. Told you yesterday about the Liberty Bell, the Statue of Liberty, the Liberty Airport. Liberty. I want you to put that in there, because what was being under attack, and the Apostle Paul said that in verse 4, that these false brethren that we heard about, they came to spy on our liberty. I want you to underline that word spy, because it is a Greek word which means not just like peeking to see what somebody else is doing. It is a military word which means spying with the intention to overthrow.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
It's a spying with the intention to overthrow. The Bible is so beautiful. Every word is just written perfectly. So what was happening here is people going in with the intention. They are false brethren. Remember he said they look nice, they spoke nice, but their heart is not right. And they were spying. They were watching what you're doing. They were watching what you're doing at the college campus, at the high school. With the idea to overthrow your faith, to put you under bondage, to give you more stuff that you don't have to, and to divide the people of God. That's really serious, dangerous stuff. So, liberty, that's what we were giving in the gospel of Christ. And that's the section that we have here. And the Apostle Paul proved it very quickly. I'm repeating stuff over and over. I want it to stick in your head. He proved it to them by his action. He took Barnabas, he took Titus, and he went there. And he would refuse to make Titus a Jew, to keep the law or to be circumcised. Now we're going to move to the second section. And after we finish that section, I am going to give you another L to put it on it. But that section that the brother Chuck was going to say is he took us of what Peter did. And that's from verse 11. We are moving in a very systematic order. I don't want you to say, well, we were all over the place. No, we're not. We're moving very orderly here from verse 11 to verse 19 or verse 18, actually. That's another section here. And we want to see what happened here.
I think it's important to just underscore the fact that Peter was one who was referenced to as being a pillar.
That's right.
He was one who was an eyewitness to the majesty of the Lord, right? He was one that was given the ministry to the Jews. He was one that recognized that Paul was given the ministry to the Gentiles. Mm. And they literally embraced them, shaking hands, that this one who was so marvelously saved was sent unto the Gentiles. But so often, and we have to remember this, that in every one of us can be these moments of weakness and failure. And that's why Paul says, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. As Brother Chuck introduced earlier, it was that Peter now was more concerned with the opinions of men. There were those, it was the faction of those who were false that wanted to say you needed to add something to your faith, that you needed to look at, you needed to bring those who were Gentiles that were converted, you needed to bring them under these principles of the law that had been done away with or fulfilled in Christ. And so when he was there, he enjoyed their fellowship. He preached to them, he ate with them, he embraced them. Wonderful believers. But the moment there were those that came up from Jerusalem, what did Peter do? Peter sat back. He separated himself from those brothers that were of Gentile background that were converted, right? He said, oh, yeah, I don't want to have a part of this. They haven't been circumcised. I don't want to upset these brothers. And you know, young people, I'll tell you, as the Word of God is entrusted in our hands to uphold and to tenaciously hold on to it, we also have to live it out in truthfulness before the brethren, before those in our assembly. And here's a situation, I think it's in Proverbs chapter 29, that it says, the fear of men brings a snare. Peter was fearful of those coming up from Jerusalem. And so he acts according to the flesh so that he would still be seen in good graces with his brethren. And Paul had to withstand him to the face. These are strong words. He was to be blamed. But you know, in faithfulness to God and to his word, and young people, where you are in your local assembly and where I am in mine, God is expecting us. I think of Paul writing to Timothy, as to what he had entrusted in his hands, right? The word of God. And he says that he was to defend it, and then he was to live it out as well.